Underneath the moon, we'll be dancing with the stars. I'll show you what they mean when they sing about fishing in the dark. So baby, come on up, slide on in. High as a kite, feeling free as the wind. I'm that buffalo next to me in the middle. You can grab my gears, but don't you play me like a fiddle. We can tie one on and come unwound. Turn up the heat when the sun goes down. Don't call it a truck bed for nothing, yeah, you know that's right. Nothing better than a Silverado. They don't call it a truck bed for nothing, yeah, you know that's right. Nothing better than a Silverado. They don't call it a truck bed for nothing, yeah, you know that's right. Nothing better than a Silverado Saturday night. Silverado Saturday night.
Country 101.7. It's time for the Area High School Game of the Week.
Kicks it up top, Bailey, opposite block now to Whitmore. Spin move, block, off the window, good. Give Kate a chance for one more.
Ball gets inside for Lebo to Zach Oswald. Reverse layup, good.
Alongside Ken Hansen, here's Michael Deeker.
Hello again, everybody. Michael Deeker broadcasting live from beautiful United Wireless Arena. The day has finally come for a champion to be crowned in the Class 1A D1 State Championship. Centralia Panthers taking it on the girls' side. Who will take it on the boys' side? Opie set to take on the South Central Timberwolves. South Central defeating South Gray yesterday evening with a 64-49 victory. Opie with a 10-point victory over Central Plains to get into this championship ball game. And it was teams, fans, everybody else had to be checked out at 11 o'clock out here. And it was a long afternoon waiting for this time to come. But we've got a full slate on the Mel's Tire pregame show. We'll visit with head coach Chris Schmidt, talk about what happened in the game yesterday with Central Plains, and preview what's to come tonight in the Eagles' quest for a third all-time state championship. But you're listening to Opie Postseason Basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bond Rock Land Brokers. Call Henry and Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. By Hankson Ranch, proud to support area athletics, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual bull female sale at the ranch. Visit HanksonAngus.com for more information. And by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
Good evening and welcome into the Mel's Tire pregame show. Opie set to take on South Central in the Class 1A D1 State Championship game.
I'm joined by Opie boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt. Opie advancing into this ball game with a 44-34 victory over Central Plains yesterday afternoon. Coach, tell us a little bit more about that victory.
Well, it was a hard-fought victory. I thought our kids just dug in and did the things to win. Defensively, I thought we were pretty solid all game long. You know, they're a team that wants to slow you down. They're real methodical. They really work the ball till they get their shots they want. And I thought we did a nice job of defending that for the most part. Offensively, they played a zone against us. And, we never really got into a rhythm where we really attacked it the way we needed to. But again, we made enough plays, made some free throws down the stretch. Once, with about 4.5 minutes ago, we had a 6-point lead, and we just kind of decided to pull them out, and because we thought that was to our advantage. And the kids made some plays, made some free throws, and we got the W.
Now, Coach, your guys' bench depth was a little bit deeper than Central Plains. Down the stretch, do you think that played into it?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I thought Braden come in and gave us some good minutes. Jaden gave us some minutes early in the game, and then Eli was sprinkled in and out there, especially on the defensive side. So, I think our kids are in pretty good shape. I thought Dexton really played a really good job on number one all day long. And, I think obviously those kids, just the minutes they give us is important, and it'll be important the next day too.
Now, Coach, obviously one of your guys' goals was to be in this game tonight. Talk about, how that goal progression throughout the season and what you guys did to, have an opportunity to check off a goal tonight.
Yeah, Michael, we talked at the beginning of the year, and we kind of put it in phases. You start the season off with a preseason tournament, which is, the first opportunity for us to win a championship. And then you get right into league play. And, that's a special thing to us, the league. It means a lot to us. You're fortunate to get that. And then you have a one-week tournament there. You can't beat our Lyon County League tournament. And then after that, you kind of just, the rest of the season, you're preparing for this. But from November 17th or whatever, this is where your ultimate goal is, to have an opportunity to win a state championship. And I think these kids have really done a nice job of just, staying on pace and doing the thing they wanted to do and get better and better and being playing their best basketball at this time and then make a run in the postseason.
Michael Dieker visiting with head coach Chris Schmidt in the Mills Tire pregame show. We'll step aside, say hello to our sponsors, and come back with more and preview what's to come later on tonight as tip-off just moments away from United Wireless Arena. You're listening to Opie State Basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Postseason basketball brought to you by ESB Financial. They make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money's always within reach. Learn more at ESBfinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. By Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And also brought to you by Arnold Off-Road Service Shop, the area's Polaris and Honda independent service shop, offering parts, maintenance, and repair for side-by-sides and ATVs. Call 620-794-3129 or find them on Facebook.
We welcome you back into the Mel's Tire pregame show. Michael Dieker visiting with Opie's boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt as they're set to take on the Central Plains Timberwolves. Coach, what do you know about the T-Wolves?
Well, they're, first of all, it starts off with some size. They got some size inside. They got a 6'6 kid and a couple 6'2, 6'3 kids. They're pretty methodical on offense, what I've seen of them. They're patient. They want to get inside, work inside out. Defensively, I think, is their calling card. I think they're pretty darn good defensively. They got some length, so it's hard to get around them, and when you do get around them, you got somebody else sitting there in the lane. So, I think they lean on their defense offensively. They'll run when they get an opportunity, but they like to just kind of slow it down and run the pace. I've heard that there have been a couple games throughout the year where they've ran 4 minutes off the clock when they have a lead. So, that makes the importance of the beginning of the game very important, that you get off to a good start and don't get set behind where they can dictate the tempo on us.
And watching that semifinal ball game with South Gray, which is kind of amazing that we're not facing South Gray, didn't think that was even possible out here in a state tournament. But South Gray, that was a third matchup between those two schools out of their league tournament. Both of those teams splitting previously, but that was something that South Central did a very good job getting on top early, 13-3 in the first quarter.
Yeah, you know, they, like you said, they got up and they got to the hole. They ran stuff where they got inside, and then, you know, they was able to penetrate and get all the way to the basket. And then I think they shot like 65% from the field, and a lot of that because they scored a ton of points in the paint. So, you know, we have to contain that a little bit. We know we're not going to stop all of it, but we can't let them, you know, percentages are going to go up when you're shooting 3-4 foot shots compared to 15 foot shots. So that's going to be a key for us not to get there. And then obviously rebounding, you know, they rebounded the ball well when they did miss a couple times last night, you know, and that's a rivalry game for them. So each other knows each other very well. And for them to come out and set that tone and kind of control the game throughout against the Mark Applegate team, that tells you they're disciplined, they're well coached, and you know, they're a fundamentally sound basketball team.
Now, so far this tournament, you've had great post play with Cade Whitmore and Abbott Bailey. Obviously, they're going to have a tall order tonight, defending the Timberwolves. But what do they have to do to kind of contain and, you know, get those offensive rebounds, get those defensive rebounds to, you know, get that rebounding margin?
Well, the big thing is, you know, doing the work ahead of time. You know, beating them to the spots, not letting them get buried. You know, burying us. And then obviously we got to put a body on them. They're bigger than us, so if we get pushed underneath the basket, they're going to get rebounds. So, you know, it's going to take a team effort on the rebounding side of our guards. Got to get in and get involved. We got some athletic guards that can go get rebounds, so we got all five get in there and get it. And you know, just trust each other, do our job, and you know, we'll see what we can do.
Coach, this is the fourth all-time title game, 2002, 2021, and 2022. Do you draw any comparisons with this team to those three previous teams?
Well, you know, I think if you step back and you look, yeah, there's some anytime you got teams that get to the state tournament, they probably have some similarities. You know, I think this team, compared to some of them, has developed defensively throughout the year, you know, has taken us a little bit longer time to get where we want to be on the defensive end, but I think we're playing our best defense right now. And offensively, we've kind of shifted a little bit. I think in those things, we had a little bit more of an inside presence. Probably, like you said, I think Cade's playing his best ball, and Abbott's, you know, learning to go inside out. But so we've kind of adjusted and been more of a perimeter team this year. But, you know, again, to get here, they had to buy into kind of what I want them to do as far as fundamentals, and that part of it is all very similar, I think.
You got two seniors on this team with Dexon Holting and Jesse Kuhlman. Dexon having a great game yesterday afternoon, 18 points. He was a freshman on that state championship team in 2002. What do those two have meant to the program so far this season and the rest of their entire career?
Well, again, they've been kids that come in and work hard and do what you ask. And, you know, Dexon, you know, in particular is in the position where he's really been a leader. And he's done that from day one. You know, he missed last season, so he was awful hungry coming back, and he's really stepped into that role. And Jesse's a kid that's just a role kid that, you know, every day in practice we can count on him going hard, you know, challenging our varsity kids. You know, he does what you ask. If you know, he's one of those kids that, you know, you can go to and say, hey, play this position, you know, today and look to do this, and he does a nice job of it. So, you know, they meant a lot to our program, and this is a bittersweet day. No matter what happens, you know, you got these senior kids that you've watched growing up for, you know, 16, 17 years come through the school and through the programs, and this is the last time you'll see them put these uniforms on, and so it's bittersweet, but they've meant a lot to our program, and I'm sure these two kids are kids that are going to be back and be here supporting, you know, the younger kids coming up, and that means a lot.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight, and we'll talk with yourself and the seniors in the post game and go out and get a victory tonight.
All right, Michael, sounds good. We'll go give it everything we got.
That was Head Coach Chris Schmidt. We'll take a break, come back with starters and tip-off. And you're listening to the you've been listening to the Mel's Tire pregame show in Opie State basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. And by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Olpe. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family. By Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal and rock and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161. And by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities.
We welcome you back to Dodge City. Non-starters and supporting staff being announced to a great crowd on the far side. Good student section behind us as South Central and Olpe set to take off for a chance for a state championship. Both of these teams, 23-2 on the season. Opie won the coin toss to get the number one seed. They'll be the home team and are wearing their home white uniforms. Eagles across the chest in green. And a green number trimmed in gold. It'll be the green and gold versus the green and black. South Central wearing their road black uniforms. A green stripe down the pants. Jordan on the logo. And then South Central in white. South above the numbers, Central below the numbers. The numbers are green, trimmed in white. Get into the starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. For South Central, it'll be a 5'8 senior, Jamie Gardia. 5'11 sophomore, Easton Huck. The 6'3 junior, Jack Hurd. The 6-foot senior, Jace Rutherford. And then the 6'6 sophomore, Eli Girt. Leading the way for the T-Wolves is Hurd. He averages 17 points a contest. He had 22 in the victory over South Gray last night. Now for Opie starters. 6'1 sophomore, Brecken McGuire. 5'10 junior, Correll Robinson. 5'8 senior, Dexton Holting. 6'1 sophomore, Abbott Bailey. And 6'2 junior, Cade Whitmore. South Central coached by Bud Valerius. He's also their principal. Opie coached by Chris Schmidt. This is the first all-time state championship game for South Central. They made the tournament in 2020 and 2023 for their previous tournaments. They were a third-place finisher in 2023 in 1A Division II, and then they were a Forever Four team with the COVID-canceled tournament in 2020. Coldwater, Protection, Wilmore, and Buttermilk making up this school district. Opie, three previous title games. They were heartbroken Bramlage in 2002 by Colgan in double overtime before finding and pushing through against South Gray in 21 and 22. Team of crowds, both sides on their feet, and we're about ready to get underway. These kids worked hard all year. They've waited their entire life for an opportunity to be playing in this game for a chance for gold. It'll be McGuire versus Kirk at the midcourt circle. Going to be won by South Central into the hands of Hurd. Hurd now right side over to Huck. Back to Hurd. Hope he's going to go in a zone defense to start off. Huck has it on the right wing, going along the perimeter. Bounce pass over to Gardia on the left wing. Now he's at the top of the key trying to find Hurd. Or actually, that's Rutherford underneath. And South Central strikes first, leading things 2-0. 30 seconds into this ballgame. McGuire has it on the right wing. Now up top to Whitmore. Man-to-man defense applied by South Central. Holting has it top of the key. Gets a ball screen at the elbow. Jumper, no good, but he is fouled. And Dexton Holting will go to the line to shoot some free throws. Opie against Little River, 21 out of 31 from the foul line, 7 out of 12 yesterday afternoon against Central Plains. First one in the air and good. Holting 18 points in the victory over Central Plains yesterday. He had four of those points coming in clutch moments against Little River. And he's perfect from the line. Tying our score at 2-2, 40 seconds in. Gardia going right side to Huck. Back to Gardia, loses a handle on it, falls away, stolen away by McGuire. Up the court we go to Robinson. Robinson, breakaway layup. But Gardia knocks it out of his hands before he gets the layup out. It'll stay with Opie. 2-2 our score, 7:04, first quarter. McGuire inbounds at the Whitmore on the right elbow, now opposite side to Bailey. Right wing three fired by McGuire. Rimming out, no good. Offensive board to Whitmore, his put back good. Opie on top, 4-2. Opie just been attacking the glass all tournament long, getting offensive boards in big moments. Yesterday they got a multitude of offensive boards, but struggled to find a putback. Now a turnover, but Abbott Bailey's foot was on the line when he stole it away underneath the bucket. And it'll stay with South Central. Congratulations to Lebo, bouncing back after a tough loss to Hanover. They took third, winning 61-47 at noon earlier today. They're going to have a foul on the inbound. Going to go against Opie. Going to go against Cade Whitmore. That'll be Cade's first, team's first. 6:39 first quarter. As inbound, going to be tipped out of bounds by Carell Robinson. Opie on top, 4-2. South Central lost to South Gray in Kiowa County in back-to-back games back in February. And they avenged those losses, defeating Kiowa County by one in the sub-state championship ball game. We're going to have a turnover underneath. Travel by Hurd. It'll go back to Opie. Robinson will key things in to McGuire. Now back to Robinson. South Central will pick up man-to-man defense. Right at the top of the key, nearly stolen away. Robinson recovers, now driving on the block. It'll be fouled underneath. Foul's going to go against Easton Huck. That's his first, team's first. Into the ballgame for the first time, Grady Thurer. He's a 5'11 sophomore. McGuire inbounding. Opposite block pass to Whitmore. Kisses the window and home. Opie on top with a 6-0 run. 6-2, 6-10 to play. First quarter. Gardia going right side to Hurd. Opie down a man-to-man defense. Actually now still zone. And trying to find Girk. And it's going to be stolen away. And Girk's going to pick up a foul as Dexton Holting picking the pockets of the T-Wolves. Opie with some momentum early. There is the timeout. Valerius is going to take a timeout. Opie faithful coming to their feet. It's a 30-second break. We'll stay right here with you. As we mentioned earlier, Centralia Panthers defeating Little River. Those two teams were undefeated. Owen Dieters, 29 points in a championship effort to give Centralia the championship, 50-43. South Gray on the boys' side took third. They defeated Central Plains in overtime, 66-56. And then just in Bramlage, Mound Ridge denied of a three-peat. Sterling, who knocked off or took out Chase County in the first round, they win their first title since 2012, defeating Mound Ridge 56-45. Hanover defeated Lynn, a in-district championship, 46-35 out in Colby. Opie on top, 6-2, 2 minutes into this first quarter. McGuire at the point, guarded by Gardia, the man-to-man defense. Holting has him on the right wing. Bounce pass into Bailey at the elbow. Now to Whitmore underneath, and he will take an extra step and turn it over to South Central. Cade had a kind of a good look. He was kind of underneath the basket when he grabbed it. Would have been tough to go up with it, but that's what Coach Schmidt wanted him to try. He was going to go up and under, it appeared. Opie leading by four. Gardia at the point. Right side. Over to Thurer. Now back to Gardia. Gardia now to Hurd, left wing to the foul line. Running jumper falls home for Jack Hurd. Ending Opie's 6-0 run, trimming Opie's advantage to two. McGuire now at the point. 5:20 to play, first quarter. Holting now against a 1-2 2-2 zone. Now to Whitmore, left corner, trying to skip it to Robinson, right corner. Robinson has it, looking to drive baseline. He'll be trapped in the corner and turned over to Jamie Gardia. Gardia now in the half court. Now in the corner to Hurd. Hurd guarded by Dexton Holting. Up top, Gardia. Gardia now the far side to Thuer. Into the post to Hurd, or actually Rutherford. And Rutherford off the window and good. And our score back tied 6-6. 4:44 remaining in the first quarter. McGuire's going to have his pocket picked by Hurd. Hurd, opposite side. Layup, good by Jack Hurd. South Central answers Opie's 6-0 run with a 6-0 run themselves. They now lead 8-6, 4.5 to play first quarter. McGuire, ball fake now, right side to Holting, back to McGuire. Down the corner to Robinson. He'll fire a left wing three. Little long, rebound, tipped around and won by Gert. Jack Hurd will slow things down in the backcourt. Halfway through this first quarter, South Central leading Opie 8-6. Hurd over to Gardia, left wing. Bounce pass back to Hurd at the top of the key. Now back to Gardia, who will fire a three. Too long and a rebound to Robinson. Robinson will keep it himself in the half court. Top of the key, pass deflected and stolen away by Gardia. Gardia, layup. Knocked out of his hands by Robinson, now underneath the Hurd, and he'll get a bucket to fall as Dexton Holting trying to stop him, and Hurd will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Good hustle play there by Robinson to stop it, but it went right into the hands of Hurd. And nothing Holting could have done. So that's the first on Dexton Holting. Team second. At the line for one is Jack Hurd. Foul shot, good. Hurd was seven here early. The lead is five for South Central as they're on a 9-0 run. McGuire, right wing, 3:33 to play first quarter, picking up his dribble, going up top to Bailey, now over to Holting. Nearly wasn't looking, but recovers to maintain possession. Up top, McGuire, and he will drag his pivot foot on the drive. It'll be a turnover back to South Central. Coach Schmidt's going to take a 30-second break to talk things over. But South Central now flipping the momentum. They lead things by five, 11-6, 3:24 to play in the first quarter. The kind of uncharacteristic turnovers for Opie in this first quarter. South Central very quick with their hands and really attacking the passing lanes in that zone defense. Of course, we'll try and get some other scores from around the area as this game goes on. But congratulations to Lebo on their third place finish. Ken Hansen on the call there at noon from Colby. He was quite impressed with the Colby facility and Ken's first time out there in the state tournament. Gardia now in the half court. South Central leading by five. Rutherford has it underneath, now to Hurd. Hurd will be fouled on the block, and Hurd will go back to the line for two. South Central shooting pretty good from the foul line in the tournament. They were 9 out of 14 against Clifton Clyde and 8 out of 14 against South Gray last evening. They defeated Clifton Clyde by 14 in the quarterfinals. Hurd gets the first one to fall. Jace Rutherford will sit in favor of Eli Gert. And at the line for another one is Hurd. He leaves it a little short and rebound to Whitmore. Opie trailing by six. 3:05 to play first quarter. Holting. Now right side to McGuire on the wing. Skip it up to the foul line to Holting. He'll step into an 8-foot floater. Good. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound attempt. See what is talked about here. So it should, the bucket's going to count, and it's going to go against Jack Hurd, his first, and it'll stay with Opie after the made bucket. So that stops a 10-0 run by South Central. Holton gets it on the inbound, now to Bailey on the left wing, skipping it right wing to McGuire. He'll fire up an elbow jumper. That's long, rebound, won by South Central's Eli Girk. Now up the court we go with Gardia. And a Shot by Dakota Thornsberry is no good. And a rebound to Brecken McGuire. Bounce pass far side to Holting. He'll drive to the elbow now. 8-foot floater. Rolling in for Dexton Holting. He's got six. And Opie now trims the deficit to two. 12-10, 2:15 to play. First quarter. Gardia goes into the corner. Now up top to Girk. Girk backing down Whitmore to the block. Turns and faces. Nothing there. Maintaining the pivot. Pivot foot. Resetting it up to Jamie Gardia. Now Hurd has it. Top of the key. Backing down with Holting. Now to Gardia. Underneath to Girk. Off the glass. Good. 4-point lead for the T-Wolves of South Central. 1:50 remaining first quarter. McGuire into the half court against the 1-3-1 zone now. Bounce pass to Bailey. Three on the wing. Going to be short. Rebound in the corner. Going to go out of bounds. Nobody touching it. Back in the contest for South Central, Jace Rutherford. He will sub out Dakota Thornsberry. And Gardia now at the point. 4-point lead for South Central. 90 seconds remaining in the first. Gardia feeding the post. Going to be stolen away by Dexton Holting. Holting thought about pushing it, but will slow things down. Wait for the cavalry to catch back up. Top of the key is Holting now. Right wing to McGuire. Back to Holting. He'll fire an NBA range three. That's buried for Dexton Holting. Holting with 9 points after a Henry Ont with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers three. Trims the deficit to one, 14-13. 65 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Brady Thurer has it on the far side, guarded by Braden Linneman in a man-to-man defense. Thurer trying to get a step on Linneman, getting close to a five. He got it reset, I guess. Now up top, Rutherford thought about a three, down to the elbow. Jumper, he took an extra step, and a turnover back to Opie. Jaden Curzon into the ball game for the first time for the Eagles. The 6-foot junior will sub out Cade Whitmore. So it's Curzon, Linneman, Bailey, Holting, McGuire, the five on the floor for the green and gold. Holting keying it in, 45 seconds remaining into the hands of Brecken McGuire. Opie looking to take the lead this possession. McGuire, top of the key, thought about it. Now we'll go left side to Bailey. Abbott back to McGuire. Foul line. And he'll be fouled by Jack Hurd, and that's a big foul. That's his second. 31 seconds remaining in the first quarter. And Coach Bud Valerius saying, hey, you got to be aware with that. And that's going to be a fifth team foul against South Central. So at the line for two, Brecken McGuire in the first one. Good. Tie ball game, as that's McGuire's first points of the evening. Hurd will be subbed out by Easton Huck. McGuire for the lead here. Foul line and good. Opie leads 15-14, 30 seconds remaining in the first quarter. A back and forth contest we've been treated to in the first 7.5 minutes. Huck, top of the key, spin move. Going to Fuhrer in the far side corner. Fuhrer now to the top of the key, spin move, picks up his dribble. Looking for an open teammate, going to Gardia now with 12 seconds and counting in this first quarter. Gardia guarded by McGuire in a man-to-man defense. Gardia dribbles it off his foot, but recovers. Running jumper, going to get lose a handle on it. It's going to be loose, still loose, and stolen away by Holting. And that will conclude the first quarter. Opie leads South Central 15-14. You are listening to Opie postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry and Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. By Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletics, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual bull female sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information. and by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy.
Welcome back to Live Action. Opie with possession to begin quarter number two. They lead things 15-14 in the back-and-forth ball game we saw in the first quarter. McGuire has it from Holton. Top of the key, looking to drive, elbow, mid-lane jumper. Good for Brecken McGuire. There's going to be a foul on the drive. Going to go against Jamie Gardia. That'll be his first, team's first. Jack Hurd on the bench with his two fouls. Opie looking to take advantage. Holton gets it on the inbound, top of the key. Looks to drive in, nothing there. Now to McGuire on the far side wing. Back to Holting. Thought about a long three on the far side wing. Now dribbles to the top of the key. To Bailey to the left elbow, to the corner to Robinson. Robinson, elbow jumper. Good for Carell Robinson. Opie extending their lead to three, 17-14, 30 seconds into this second quarter. Starting five out there for the green and gold. Gardia. Elbow, now handing it off to Huck, near side wing. Now up top to Rutherford. Back to Huck, going along the perimeter, now behind his back to get a step. Trying to find Rutherford underneath, and it's stolen away by Carell Robinson. Robinson into the half court now. Slowing things down on the far side wing, now right in front of us to McGuire. McGuire, foul line, mid-lane jumper. He falls to the floor, and it falls! McGuire will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. McGuire, perfect at the line thus far tonight, 2 for 2. Foul goes against Jace Rutherford. That's his first, team second. And Jack Hurd back into the contest with his two fouls. Opie leading now by five. Foul shot, short, and a rebound to Rutherford. Opie leads 19-14, 6:50 to go in the first half. Jamie Gardia in the half court for South Central. Gardia picking up his dribble. Nice cut by Hurd on the right block. Up and under is short. Rebound tipped out and won by Carell Robinson. Robinson now keeping it into the half court. Top of the key now. Drive to the block against Hurd. Misses the shot and a rebound to Rutherford. I like that play there by Robinson, realizing that he was guarded by Hurd. Now up the court we go to Huck. Huck, breakaway layup is a rare time. Opie gets beat down the court, and Huck catches the Eagle sleeping, trims the Opie advantage to three, 19-16. McGuire calling for a ball screen as it looks like South Central has now gone to man-to-man defense. McGuire, top of the key, guarded by Huck. Elbow jumper, rimming out, no good. Rebound, and a foul on the rebound. Looks like it's going to go against McGuire. Fighting for the offensive board. That'll be his first, team's first. 6:04 remaining in the half. Opie leads by three, 19-16. Huck backing down Robinson on the right wing against the man-to-man defense. Gardia, drive, and going to be fouled from behind by McGuire. Quick two fouls against Brecken McGuire. And Gardia at the line for two. Gardia on the season averages 10.5 points a contest. He had 15 in the victory over Clifton Clyde, and only had five against South Gray. Foul shot, short. And now another one as McGuire stays out there. Has to stay clean the last 6 minutes of this first half. Second one, good. Gardia's first points of the evening trims the Opie lead to two, 19-17. McGuire into the half court now against a zone defense, 1-3-1 zone by the T-Wolves of South Central. Holting, waiting for someone to come get him. Now over to McGuire. McGuire, left wing in the left corner to Robinson. He'll skip it right side to Holting. He'll pump fake. Foul line jumper now. Off the back of the iron, no good. And rebound to Jace Rutherford. He'll be fouled by Abbott Bailey, trying to poke a hand in there to get a steal. That'll be Abbott's first, team's third. 19-17, Opie's advantage, 5:25 remaining in the first half. Gardia at the point, guarded by Brecken McGuire. Man-to-man defense for Opie. Near side wing to Jack Hurd. Now in the corner to Gardia. We'll get a ball screen from Hurd. Thought about a foul line jumper. Now over to Rutherford. Rutherford at the foul line now. pick up his dribble. Back to Gardia. Gardia going along the perimeter. Now to Huck on the far side wing. Got a ball screen from Gardia. Driving with his left to the foul line. Now kicked in the right corner. Three by Gardia. And rimming out, no good. Put back by Hurd is no good. And it's going to be a third foul on Jack Hurd. Fighting for the offensive board against Dexton Holting. The good block. And Hurd will have to go back to the bench and sit with three fouls with 4:47 to play. That is a huge foul as Opie really went on a run when Hurd had to step away with those two fouls in the first quarter. He'll be subbed out by Grady Feuer. Holting at the point. Opie on top, 19-17, 4:40 remaining in the second quarter. Holting going between his legs, now up top to Robinson. Now back to Holting. Holting looking to drive against Gardia. Goes behind his back. Now to Abbott Bailey. Bailey drug his foot, trying to get the dribble drive going. And it'll be a turnover back to South Central. South Central keys it in to Jamie Gardia. T-Wolves trailing by two. Gardia to the elbow, picking up his dribble. He'll go to Rutherford on the wing. Rutherford back to Gardia with the handoff. Gardia guarded by McGuire. Now far side to Huck. Huck will get a ball screen from Kirk. Look for the pick and roll. Nothing there. Now back to Gardia near side wing. He'll get a ball screen from Rutherford. Now at the foul line, picking up his dribble at the elbow. And now over to Feuer on the far side. Feuer looking to drive. Nothing there. Now Girk, high right elbow. He'll hand it back to Gardia. Gardia at the foul line. Crossed over on Bailey, trying to get a step on him. Nothing there. And they'll reset the offense to Huck. Huck drives to the block. And he'll be blocked by Cade Whitmore, driving into Cade. And that'll be Cade Whitmore's second, team's fourth. And Opie just great defensively. Really going back and forth. Coach Schmidt wanting an explanation as it looked like Cade was just in good position. Didn't really do anything. Just wrong spot, wrong time. Huck to inbound. Going underneath the Rutherford. Spin move. Leaves it shy off the rim. And a rebound to Carell Robinson. Robinson looking to push. Up the court we go to McGuire. Near side wing. 3:30 to go. First half. Opie on top. 19-17. Holting elbow to the left wing. Three fired by Abbott Bailey. Short. Rebound. Tipped around up to the foul line to Bailey. Back to Whitmore. Right block. Good. Cade Whitmore automatic on the right block. And Opie on top by four. 21-17, 3:10 to play. Huck at the top of the key, driving with his left. Now to Thurer. Thurer spin move. Down the corner to Huck. Three, long. Rebound, Whitmore. Robinson now with it. Far side wing to Holting. Opie on top by four. Holting now to McGuire, near side. Looking to drive, and Brecken dragging the foot again. And that'll be another turnover back to South Central. Braden Lindeman back in the contest. He'll sub out Whitmore. Eli Girk also back out there. And Jace Rutherford sitting for South Central. Also back in there for South Central. I think I pronounced his name wrong initially. It's Thronesbury, Dakota Thronesbury, not the wild Thronesbury. All you millennials may be able to get that. If you're older than, say, 30, just Google it. 2.5 to play, and a drive by Thronesbury will pick up an Eagle foul. That'll be the team's fifth, so bonus shots upcoming for Dakota Thronesbury. Foul goes against Abbott Bailey, his second, so Whitmore, Bailey and McGuire, each with two fouls apiece. Thronesbury out the line for two. The sophomore. Rimming out, no good. Second one now. And no good as well. Rebound to Dexton Holting. Now McGuire is just tattooed by Thronesbury. Right in front of us. He gets up okay. Thronesbury also up okay. That was a tackle of all tackles. .225 left to go in the first half. And back in there, Jace Rutherford. Abbott Bailey to key things in directly in front of us. South Central looks to maybe be back in a man-to-man defense. McGuire guarded by Huck. Now on the far side wing, McGuire looking to drive, nothing there. Up top, Bailey. Underneath the Linneman on the right block, he'll pump fake. Kiss the glass and good. Braden Linneman playing big minutes off the bench. Opie on top by six. 23-17, 2 minutes to go in the half. Easton Huck at the point. We'll hand it off to Thruer. Thruer, spin move at the top of the key. Now to Gardia. Gardia travels. Looking to drive in. And they'll go back to Opie. Their largest lead of the evening. They'll look to add to it. Linneman keys it into McGuire. Now in the hands of Dexton Holton. Holton crosses the timeline with 1 minute and 45 seconds to play in the half. Holton going near side wing to McGuire. Bounce pass to Braden Linneman. Now far side to Bailey. Up top, Holton three. He's open. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound to Gardia. Gardia into the half court. Bounce pass up top to Rutherford. Falling away on an up and under. No good. Rebound to Dexton Holton. Up the court we go to Correll Robinson. Robinson trying to go underneath the Bailey. Pass deflected and stolen away by Eli Girk. Now to Gardia. 65 seconds left to go in the half. Gardia get a ball screen. Now go far side to Easton Huck. He'll fire a three that bricks off the right side and a rebound to Correll Robinson. Robinson now slowing things down to handing it off to Dexton Holton. Eagles leading by six, 23-17, 45 seconds to go, and looks like Opie may be content to maybe hold for one final shot in the half. Holting with it, right in front of us, on a Longhorn logo with City of Dodge City. Now driving with his left, foul line to the corner to Robinson, thought about a three. Now a drive into the mid lane, kick it right wing to Brecken McGuire. He'll fire a three, draw the right side of the rim, no good, rebound to Jace Rutherford. 20 seconds to go for the T-Wolves. Gardia with it. Looks back to his coach for the play call. Gardia now with 8 seconds on the clock. He's on the far side wing. 5 seconds now as he picks up his dribble. Pass deflected and stolen away by Robinson. Robinson going to get a layup at the buzzer. That will fall away. No good. And Opie has a 23-17 lead at the half, holding South Central to only 3 points in that second quarter. We'll get into the Long Pine Auto Plaza halftime show, tally our stats, and have scores from around the area. But Opie leads by six in the state championship game. You're listening to Opie State Basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products minted for you by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Postseason basketball brought to you by ESP Financial. They make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money's always within reach. Learn more at ESPFinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. By Dutch Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Dutch Schmidt Construction. And also brought to you by Arnold Off-Road Service Shop, the area's Polaris and Honda independent service shop, offering parts, maintenance, and repair for side-by-sides and ATVs. Call 620-794-3129 or find them on Facebook.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
and by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Olpe. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family. By Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal and rock and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161. And by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry and Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. By Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletics, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual bull female sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information. And by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, our March Savings Mania event is here. It's Chevy Truck Month, and you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Custom with trade-in of your eligible vehicle. Plus, purchase any vehicle and get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. So come see us at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer. Tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
You welcome into the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Opie with a 6-point lead at the break, 23-17. We'll tell you how we got here by these halftime stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Opie offensively led in scoring by Dexton Holting with 9 points, 6 points to Cade Whitmore, 4 points to Brecken McGuire, 2 points apiece to Carell Robinson and Braden Linneman. And then a big thing to note here, heading into that second half, though, McGuire, Bailey, and Whitmore each with 2 fouls apiece. Over for the T-Wolves of South Central. They're led in scoring by Jack Hurd. He had 8 points in the first half, but plagued with 3 fouls as he set more than half of the second quarter. Rutherford had 4. Chase Rutherford with 4. 2 points apiece to Easton Huck and Eli Girk, and then 1 point to Jamie Gardia. As we mentioned, Jack Hurd with 3 fouls, and the T-Wolves really fall off when he is not on the court. Looking at some team stats and overall shooting, T-Wolves 7 out of 18 from the field. They're 0 for 3 from long distance, 3 out of 7 from the foul line. Opie, 9 out of 20 from the field, 8 out of 13 inside. 1 out of 7 from beyond the arc and 4 out of 5 from the foul line. Opie out-rebounding the T-Wolves 13-12. Opie committing 8 turnovers to South Central's 9 turnovers. And then looking at second chance points, Opie outscoring South Central 4-3. But the largest run by Opie was 13-2. The largest run by South Central, 10-0. The first half saw 3 lead changes and 3 ties. Once again, those halftime stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. As we mentioned earlier, Lebo taking third place out in Colby as they won 61-47. Hanover taking the girls' crown with a 46-35 victory over Lynn. Lebo defeated Attica in that third-place ball game. Centralia Panthers winning the D1 Girls State Championship with a 50-43 victory over Little River. South Gray Boys defeating Central Plains 66-56 in the boys' third-place game. And then Troy defeating Quinter in the girls' third-place game. Safe travels home for our good friends Toby and Monica Countryman. Always good to see them. Did not get a chance to see the Countrymen, though. Of course, Toby, previously heard on our airwaves way back in the day with Scott Hayes with some area game of the week football calls, but still close friends. Well, that will wrap up the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Second half action upcoming next from the Class 1A D1 State Championship game in Dodge City.
Plaza in Emporia, our March Savings Mania event is here. It's Chevy Truck Month, and you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Custom with trade-in of your eligible vehicle. Plus, purchase any vehicle and get 5 free-throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. So come see us at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, or visit us at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer. Tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Postseason basketball brought to you by ESB Financial. They make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money's always within reach. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. By Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And also brought to you by Arnold Off-Road Service Shop, the area's Polaris and Honda independent service shop, offering parts, maintenance, and repair for side-by-sides and ATVs. Call 620-794-3129 or find them on Facebook.
We welcome you back to United Wireless Arena. Second half just about ready to get underway. Colby leads 23-17. Coach Schmidt, one final word to his team as they break their huddle. South Central will have possession to start the second half. Coach Valerius still visiting with the T-Wolves as they break their huddle now. And we'll get ready to rock and roll here for the final 16 minutes before a state champion is crowned. Starting five out there for the Eagles. Starting five out there for the T-Wolves. Gardia gets it on the inbound. Guarded in the man-to-man defense by Carell Robinson. Robinson into Girk at the elbow. Trying to find a cutting Easton Huck, and it's stolen away by McGuire. McGuire into the half-court foul line. Elbow jumper. Short. Rebound going to be won by South Central's Girk. Up the court we go to Gardia. Gardia, top of the key, get a ball screen. Now pick up a dribble on the far side wing, go up top to Girk. Girk, now near side wing to Rutherford. The ball fake. Now dribble to the corner, now trying to cross over Bailey. Now up top, Girk. Girk looks inside, nothing there. Now reset to Huck. Huck guarded by McGuire. Huck, bounce pass over to Jack Hurd, top of the key. Hurd, double stutter stepped. And that'll be a turnover back to Opie. Back-to-back turnovers for the T-Wolves. Struggling with the defensive pressure for Opie. That's the one thing that's been constant in this tournament. Holding, you know, just the physicality that the Opie green and gold is really the bread and butter of Coach Schmidt's 500-plus wins. Holting, top of the key to McGuire. Back to Holting, far side wing. Bounce pass to Bailey at the elbow. Now far side corner to Robinson. The ball fake. Skip it left side to McGuire. Now bounce pass to Bailey. Is off the mark and stolen away by South Central. Up the court we go to Gardia. Now Huck as Holting falls down. And Huck will kiss the glass and good. Trims Opie's advantage to 4, 23-19. 6.5 to play, third quarter. Holting bounce pass to Bailey, now back to Holting. He'll fire a left wing 3, off the mark to the right side, rebound to Hurd. Up the court we go to Gardia. Back to Huck, back to Gardia on the left block. He'll turn and face, and we'll have to kick it back out. Jack Hurd will get it, top of the key. Bounce pass to Huck as the T-Wolves set up the offense. Huck, drive on Robinson, off the glass, short, rebound off the hands of Robinson, and it'll stay with the T-Wolves. Senior leader Dexton Holting barking an order at Correll Robinson, telling him to calm down. Looked like he might have been questioning an official, and the senior leadership there by Dexton Holting to say, hey, just play ball. Rutherford along the perimeter at the elbow, picking up his dribble. Now far side to Huck. He'll get a ball screen. Foul line, now bounce pass to Rutherford in the near side corner. He'll drive to the elbow, spin move to the block. Leaves it too strong off the glass. Rebound to Robinson. Robinson looking to push into the half court. He'll slow things down, wait for the rest of the Eagles to catch up. Now Holting has it. The four-point lead, 5:40 to play in the third quarter. 23-19 our score. Robinson has it in the corner. Now a running jumper by McGuire that'll rim out and rebound to South Central. And Robinson's going to poke it out of the hands of Rutherford and go out of bounds. And the Eagles will bring in full court pressure on the inbound. And they'll go into Jack Hurd. Jack Hurd had 8 points in the first quarter and then had to sit a majority of the second quarter. But he still leads the team with 8. Huck, foul line. Bounce pass to Hurd on the right block, off the glass, good. And he is fouled. You make it a 1-point ball game if he can complete the 3-point play. Foul's going to go against Cade Whitmore. That's his third. Let him into the scorer's table, and he'll sub out Whitmore. Got a pep talk from his sister, Trina Whitmore, and she said, Michael, it's pronounced Cade Whitmore. So Trina always coming in with some pretty good cracks. Foul shot, short, and rebound to Correll Robinson. Opie on top, 23-21, 5:10 to play, third quarter. McGuire over to Holting. Bounce pass back to McGuire. He's at the top of the key now. Over to Linneman on the right wing. Back to McGuire. Now Bailey, right wing 3 fired. Long, but going to be an offensive board to Robinson on the near side corner. Back to Holting on the left wing. He'll drive. Pump fake underneath the Linneman. Loses a handle on it and going to go out of bounds. Looks like it was last touched by South Central, but it will go the way of the T-Wolves. Linneman just could not quite corral the pass. He caught it, was trying to do a spin move and a jumper, and spun before he really had control of the ball. South Central can tie, if not take the lead this possession. 23-21 our score. Robinson getting a hand on it, and then it'll be an offensive foul against Easton Huck, fighting for the loose ball. And that is a big foul there. That'll be Huck's third. I would have to agree with Valerius. He is all over the far side official. Robinson will be subbed out by Jaden Curzon. Looks like Robinson might have cut his hand on that play. He'll be taped up by assistant Riker Schmidt. 4.5 to play. Third quarter. He'll be on top, 23-21. McGuire at the point. Eagles held scoreless so far in this quarter. Curzon. Now to McGuire. Near side corner to Bailey. Now on the wing to Holting. Go behind his back. Now at the top of the key. Now NBA range 3 by McGuire. That is hit! Huge 3 from 25 feet from Brecken McGuire. Extends the Eagles' lead to 5 with halfway through this third quarter. Gardia, foul line. Now up top to Jace Rutherford. With a huge Henriot 3 by Brecken McGuire. Huck, top of the key, now foul line. Dribbles to the corner. Now goes to Rutherford in the near side wing. He'll ball fake, dribble with his left to the foul line. Now pick up his dribble on the far side elbow. Bounce pass up top to Gardia. He's going along the perimeter. Bounce pass going to deflect off a leg. Be saved out of bounds. But does it go out of bounds first? They're going to say it does before Rutherford grabbed it. as he tried saving it, thinking it was last touch by the T-Wolves. But he'll stay with Opie. Huck, the inbound, goes to Hurd mid lane, contested, dribbles to the block, jumper good, and a foul. Jack Hurd will go to line for another three-point opportunity. Foul goes against Abbott Bailey. He's got three fouls, him and Whitmore, each with three apiece. 3:35 left to go, third quarter. 26-23, OP leads. Jack Hurd at the line for the and one. Short, rebound tipped out, loose, and won by Gardia. Far side wing, dribbles it off his leg. Officials don't see it. It'll stay with the T-Wolves. Hurd to inbound, far side, going to Hug, now back to Hurd. Hurd crossover on the wing, now to Gardia, far side corner. He'll drive to the foul line, now mid lane, and he'll double step. And that'll be a turnover back to Opie. Opie leads by three as Cade Whitmore back into the contest with his three fouls. He'll sub out Curzon. Whitmore will be the inbounder, throwing it in to Brecken McGuire. McGuire in the half court now. Against the zone defense by the T-Wolves. Bailey to Linneman, near side corner. Trying to skip it to McGuire, and it's stolen away by Hurd. Gardia, layup, good. T-Wolves pull within one, 26-25. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. McGuire, far side wing, picking up his dribble. Now up top, Abbott Bailey. Now back to McGuire, thought about a long three, drives to the elbow, now European pro, off the glass, too strong, rebound, fought for, and won by Easton Huck. T-Wolves looking to have our fourth lead change of the ball game, this time down. They trail by one, 26-25, Huck, foul line to Girk, going to be stolen away, or at least knocked out of bounds. Last touch by South Central. Abbott Bailey getting a hand, deflecting that pass, and off the hand of Eli Girk. Linneman be subbed back out by Correll Robinson. Five on the floor for Opie. It's their starting five. Holting, McGuire, Robinson, Whitmore, and Bailey. McGuire has it now to Bailey. Far side corner. He'll skip it left side to Holting. He'll be fouled on the drive by Grady Thurer. That'll be his first. Team's second. Opie with a one-point lead. They led by as many as six in the first half. McGuire, top of the key. Now far side to Robinson. Correll, two dribbles, now pass up top to Holting. Holting bounce pass to the foul line to McGuire, who will have a jumper there. That falls home. Brecken McGuire with 9 points now. All five of Opie's points coming by the hands of Brecken McGuire here in the third quarter. Lead back to three for the green and gold. Gardia up top to Girk, now far side to Jack Hurd. Back to Girk on the left block. He'll be fouled by Whitmore, and that'll be Cade's fourth. So back to the line for the first time. Actually, for the first time tonight is Eli Girk. He's got 2 points thus far tonight. Averages 8.6. A contest. Short on the first one as the T-Wolves continue to struggle from the line. Of course, in the first half, they were 3 out of 7. Jaden Curzon will sub out Cade Whitmore. Foul shot upcoming for Girk, taking his time, and now fires up the shot, and it's good. Two-point ball game, folks. 1:40 remaining in the third quarter. 28-26, Opie with the advantage. McGuire to Bailey. Now to Holting on the left elbow. He'll dribble out of some pressure. Now dribble back in. Nothing there. And reset to McGuire. McGuire, far side wing. Long three at the top of the key. Off the mark to the left side. Rebound to Girk. 1:20 remaining now in the third. Gardia crossing the timeline. Looking to tie, if not take the lead. Hurd, elbow to the block. bowls over Correll Robinson, who was late getting to the position. That'll be Correll's first, and Jack Hurd will go to the line looking to tie the ball game. He's got 12 to lead all scores. First one, short, barely drawing iron. He'll regroup at the foul line, take four steps back to the three-point line, and now step in. See if he can convert on this one. No dribble and a fire, banks it in. Jack Hurd now with 13, and it's a one-point ball game. 28-27, Opie leads with 65 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Holting, bounce pass to Bailey. Now to McGuire at the elbow. Kicked out, left wing three, fired by Robinson. It's off the mark to the right side. Rebound fought for, tipped out. One by McGuire on the far side wing. He'll be trapped. Now bounce pass to Holting. Holting drive to the corner to McGuire. The Eagles kind of out of sort now. They'll slow things down and reset. 45 seconds to go. Robinson, ball fake. Now up top, McGuire. Now far side to Holting. Dexon Holting steps in, trying to drive against Jack Hurd. Hurd all over him. Now up to Robinson. 30 seconds remaining. It's like Opie might be holding for one final shot. McGuire looks back to the clock. 23 seconds and counting now. McGuire guarded by Gardia to start a five-second count, and Gardia will back off. Allow for McGuire to have an isolation here. 10 seconds on the clock. We'll see what Brecken dials up. He'll pick up his dribble, bounce pass to Bailey. High left elbow. Bailey will step into a three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound to Hurd. Hurd, desperation heave at the half-court buzzer. Shot is no good. Opie leads 28-27 as we will catch a breath and head into the fourth quarter. You're listening to State Championship Basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. And by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Olpie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpie a great place to live and raise a family. By Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal and rock and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161. And by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities.
Country 101.7.
Area. We welcome you back to United Wireless Arena. Opie with possession and a one-point lead to begin the final 8 minutes of play in this fourth quarter. Opie was held to just 5 points in that third quarter, all coming from Brecken McGuire. Bailey on the right wing, going to be fouled by Jamie Gardia with a hand check. That'll be his second, team's first. Folks, we're getting into some territory that I think Centralia has the lowest score, which was 36 when they won a state title in 2016. That's the lowest score for the winning team. Curzon to the corner. Abbott Bailey draws iron. The three is short. Rebound to Hurd. Up the court pass. Oh, they didn't have possession. So Correll Robinson gets the pass right at midcourt, and he will turn it over with an over and back. Once again, Dexton Holting in Correll Robinson's face, telling him to remain calm. We've got this. And just a bang-bang play. It's called sometimes either way. Or called both ways anyway. Sometimes it looks like he may not have had possession, but regardless, Opie back on defense with a one-point lead. 28-27, 7:20 remaining. Jack Hurd, get a ball screen. Now to the elbow, pick up his dribble. Looking for an open teammate. We'll find Gardia. Foul line. Now dribbles to the right corner. Gardia now to Rutherford. Far side to Eli Huck. Easton Huck, excuse me. Easton Huck puts it on the floor. Loose ball and going to be recovered by Gardia. Step back three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound tipped out, won by Girk on the right block. Bulls over and leaves it shy. Gets his own board, leaves it shy again. Rebound to Dexton Holting. Holting now in the half court. He picked up against the zone. Now to McGuire at the elbow. Pump fake, left elbow jumper. Short, rebound to Jack Hurd. Up the court we go to Rutherford and getting a hand on it. And Rutherford's going to pick up a loose ball foul against Dexton Holting. Chase Rutherford, his second, team's first. OP leads. 6:37 remaining in the contest. Both of these teams, identical records. OP losing to Nemaha Central and St. Mary's. South Central losses were to South Gray and Kiowa County, which they both avenged later in the season as those came in league play. Robinson over to McGuire. Now far side three corner by Dexton Holting. The senior gets a huge Henriot Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Landbrokers three to fall. Back to a two-possession ball game, 31-27, 6 minutes to play in the contest. Puck, now to Gardia. Gardia, elbow, trying to find Girk underneath and stolen away by Correll Robinson. Robinson, pressure in the backcourt, will go to McGuire now. Pressure backs off as McGuire crosses the timeline, 5:50 to play in this fourth quarter. McGuire guarded by Gardia, now in a man-to-man defense. McGuire drive on the wing, now back to Holting in the right corner. Now McGuire getting it again. Drive to the wing, now elbow jumper. Good for Brecken McGuire. Opie back to their tying their largest lead of the night. It's a six-point contest, 33-27. Eagles faithful on the far side on their feet, trying to will this team to a victory. Gardia crossover at the elbow. Now to Hurd. Hurd. As Gardia falls to the floor, he might have turned an ankle, and Hurd throws up a desperation shot that somehow falls home, and Jack Hurd will go to the line for yet another chance for a three-point play. His third of the second half. Foul goes against Dexton Holting. That's his second, team's first. Hurd now with 15 points. Trying to make it a one-possession ball game. He does. Timeout on the floor. Going to be taken by South Central. It's a 30-second break. We'll stay right here with you. 5:18 to play. OP on top by three. 33-30. See what both of these coaches dialing up. OP getting some outside shots to fall in this second half. Brecken McGuire with 1-3. Dexton Holting with another. Holting, that was his first point since the first quarter, where he scored 9 in the opening frame. Jack Hurd doing a good job of staying out of foul trouble. He, of course, he had three, picking up his third foul with about 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. And with him on the court, the T-Wolves have a shot. After the timeout, Opie will have to go the length of the court. Backcourt pressure will be applied by Gardio. They kind of back off against McGuire. Now in the hands of Dexton Holting. Holting guarded by Huck. Dexton driving on the wing. Crossover to reset. Now drive to the foul line. Spin move. Kick it right wing to Bailey. Bailey will drive baseline. It'll be hand-checked on the dribble drive. That'll be the 13th foul against South Central. See what's going to be called against. Looks like Jace Rutherford. That'll be his third. Opie to inbound underneath the bucket. McGuire looking for an open teammate. He'll go up top to Dexton Holting. Holting guarded by Girk. I say trying dribble against him there. Dexton, that's a mismatch. Even though it's about a foot advantage for Girk. They'll now swap defensively over to Hutt. Now McGuire has it far side. Get a ball screen from Dexton Holting. Nothing there. McGuire dribbling around now. 4:40 left to go in this game clock. Opie leads by three, 33-30. McGuire picking up the dribble. Now to Dexton Holting, right elbow. Go back down Gardia. Turn and face. Try and get an open look. Now to Robinson near side wing. Reset to Brecken McGuire. 4:20 now on the clock. McGuire. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Chris Schmidt. It'll be a full break. We'll take a break with him. You're listening to Opie state tournament coverage on Country 101.7 FM. Eagles lead 33-30, 4:19 to play.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry and Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. By Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletics, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual bull female sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information. And by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy.
We're going to be back live to United Wireless Arena, 33-30. Opie leads, and they'll inbound after the timeout. Abbott Bailey getting it from the official. We'll go into the backcourt to Brecken McGuire. 4:18 to play. Opie looking for state championship number 3. South Central in their first ever state championship ball game. Robinson picking up the dribble. Now Braden Linneman into the contest during that timeout. Subbing out Jaden Curzon. McGuire looking to drive, guarded by Huck. Drives to the block, up and under. Now going the near side corner to Bailey. Up top, Robinson. Robinson elbow. Up top, Dexton Holting pump fake. Goes right to the elbow to the block. Pump fake. Jumper. Falling home for Dexton Holting. Holting with 14 points to lead the way for the Eagles. Back to a two-possession ball game. 35-30. 3:35 to play. Gardia with it. Picks up his dribble on the near side. Now over to Easton Huck. Up top, Eli Girk. Now to Jack Hurd, far side wing. They'll go to Jace Rutherford, but stolen away by Abbott Bailey. Bailey over to Carell Robinson. He'll take it. He'll give it to Dexon Holting now. 3:15 to play. Opie looking to add to their 35-30 advantage. Holting, far side wing, backing down Easton Huck. Huck all over him. Now reset to McGuire. McGuire drive to the elbow. Jumper off the glass and good. Opie's lead is 7. It's their largest lead of the night. And we're 2:54 left to go. Hurd, top of the key. Foul line, picks up his dribble. Turns and faces. Go far side corner. 3 by Jace Rutherford. That's short. Rebound to Dexton Holting. Holting now in the half court. 2.5 to play. Holting will be trapped. Bounce pass to Bailey. Now far side wing to Robinson. He'll dribble back right in front of us, just past the timeline. Handing it off to Dexton Holting. Opie leads 37-30. Gardia gets a hand on it, poking it into the backcourt. Now to McGuire, and he'll be fouled by Easton Huck. That'll be Huck's 4th and team's 4th. Timeout going to be taken by South Central. And it's a full break, and we'll take a 30-second break with them. Opie leads 37-30, 2:22 to play. Here on the state championship, the Class 1A D1 state tournament, right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Country 101.7.
Welcome back to Dodge City. Michael Deeker with you here. Opie with a 7-point lead here in the closing moments of the fourth quarter. Eagles in search of state championship number 3 on the boys' basketball side. They were victorious in 2021 when they defeated South Gray by 7, 54-47. And then they defeated South Gray in 2022, 66-42. But this one has been a dogfight from start to finish. This one is far from over, even with a seven-point lead for the Eagles. It'll be Bailey, McGuire, Linneman, Holting, and Robinson, the five on the floor for the green and gold. Bailey going to the backcourt to Brecken McGuire. Next foul by South Central will put Opie at the line. Dexton Holting will be trapped just past the timeline, and he'll be fouled. Looks like that might go against it's Huck. It's his last one, and it is against Easton Huck. That'll be his fifth. He'll foul out with 2:14 to play. Chase Rutherford was right there. So Huck will foul out with 4 points. Huck, a 5'11 sophomore. And coming into the ball game will be Grady Fuhrer. At the line, 4-2, Dexton Holting, the senior, with 14 points thus far tonight. First one. Good. Dexton, a freshman on that 2022 state championship team with his older brother Derek, where Derek went 30-10 in that state championship ball game. Dexton completes both foul shots. The lead is 9, 39-30, 2:09 to play. Holting picking up Jack Hurd at half court. Hurd throwing up a desperation heave at the block. That's no good. Rebound to Abbott Bailey. And Jack Hurd will pick up a foul in the backcourt. That'll be his fourth, and back to the line for two more shots. Senior Dexton Holting. 2 minutes left here. Of course, these players, a lot of time spent this season in a gymnasium. A lot of time spent in the offseason in a gym. Not only is it the players' commitment, it's obviously the coaches, the staff, the fellow students and teammates, the parents, and everybody else that commit to a program that can win a state championship. And Opie is 1 minute and 53 seconds away from one as they lead by 11, 41-30 after Holting knocks down both foul shots. Rutherford at the elbow to Jack Hurd, three in the corner, draws there, rebound tipped out and won by Rutherford. He'll fire up a desperation three on the right wing, draws iron, no good, rebound as Holting falls to the floor. It's going to go against Jack Hurd. He will foul into the contest, and Dexton Holting looking to ice this thing even further. Jack Hurd finishes the night with 16 points. He'll be subbed out by Dakota Thronsberry, but 36 remaining. At the line for two, Dexton Holting. First one, good. Holting now seven out of seven from the line tonight. Second one from Dexton Holting. In the air, nothing but net. 43-30, Opie leads, 90 seconds remaining. Gardia, top of the key. Guarded in the man-to-man defense by McGuire. Gardia drive to the block. Gets a shot rejected by Cade Whitmore. Holting now will be fouled by Gardia. And Dexton Holting will go back to the foul line. The green and gold, friends of the feather on the far side on their feet. Student section just a little bit over our left shoulder on their feet. 1:22 remaining. Dexton Holting at the line for two. He's got 11 here in the fourth quarter. Make it 12. Of course, it was a one-point ball game heading into this fourth quarter. 28-27. Dexton Holting remains perfect from the foul line. 45-30. Opie on top. Rutherford drive. Elbow jumper. Good. Jace Rutherford's first points of the second half. Trims the Opie advantage to 13. Holting going to be double teamed, now triple teamed. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Schmidt. 62 seconds remaining. Of course, we'll have Coach Schmidt, Dexton Holting, and senior Jesse Kuhman in our Rich Door Company postgame show. Talk about what this most likely a state championship is for the Eagles. Be a just a collapse if they are not able to hold on to this one. But 1:02 left to go on this fourth quarter clock. Opie on top, 45-32. Opie outscoring South Central 17-5 in this final frame. Dexton Holting going 8-for-8 from the foul line and scoring 13 points this quarter. Reckon McGuire adding 4, but just a huge ball game for Dexton Holting in a championship moment. McGuire gets the inbound, will dribble around the perimeter. Still dribbling, looking for an open teammate. Of course, find Dexton Holting. Just wait. Now back to McGuire. McGuire be double-teamed. Bounce pass to Bailey. Now back to Holting. 49 seconds to go. And Holting's going to be fouled by Gardia. And back to the line, as he looks to remain perfect, is Dexton Holting. It looks like South Central is going to clear their bench of what's remaining. Foul shot. Good by Dexton Holting. Coming into the ballgame for the first time, Jeff Petty, Weston Stapleton, Tyler Party, and Isaac Girk. Opie will clear their bench as well. Jesse Kuhman, Isaac Knuth, John Music, and Levi Hines in the contest. Holting at the line. He'll be subbed out by Eli Markowitz if he can hit this free throw. All-time performance right here by yet another Holting. Foul shot. Good by Dexton Holting. 12 out of 12 for the foul line. Big, big moment for senior Dexton Holting as he gets a huge hug by his head coach, Chris Schmidt. 47-32. Opie leads by 15. 40 seconds to go. Stapleton with it. Elbow picking up his dribble. Going up top to Girk. Now over to Jeff Petty. Petty picking up the dribble. Now to Stapleton. Stapleton drive to the elbow. Throw up a shot over John Music. That falls home. Weston Stapleton trims the deficit to 13. John Music with it. Birthday boy on Thursday. What a nice birthday present that was for John. Of course, Riker Schmidt, his birthday is on St. Patrick's Day. 10 seconds to go. Opie's going to win their third ever state championship with a 47-34 victory over South Central. The Eagles, 24-2 on the season, 2021, 2022, and 2025. Heartbreak in 23 and 24, but the Eagles are victorious tonight in Dodge City. We'll take a break, catch our breaths, collect our emotions, and get into the Rich Store Company postgame show. We'll tally our stats, try to recap this back-and-forth contest where Opie just dominated the fourth quarter, the pull away, and win by 13. Of course, we'll visit with head coach Chris Schmidt and seniors Dexton Holting and Jesse Kuhman. But Opie wins tonight.
Area high school basketball.
47-34 as we kind of jumpstart the Rich Store Company postgame show. But Opie wins it by 13.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry and Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. By Hankson Ranch, proud to support area athletics, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual bull female sale at the ranch. Visit HanksonAngus.com for more information. And by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Citizens Day Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Postseason basketball brought to you by ESB Financial. They make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money's always within reach. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. By Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And also brought to you by Arnold Off-Road Service Shop, the area's Polaris and Honda independent service shop, offering parts, maintenance, and repair for side-by-sides and ATVs. Call 620-794-3129 or find them on Facebook.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perry Ott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perry Ott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
And by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Olpe. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family. By Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal and rock and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161. And by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
We welcome you back into the Rich Door Company post-game show. Oakley, state champions after a 47-34 victory over South Central. Oakley getting their gold medals. And now we'll be getting their state championship plaque and bracket. Dexton Holting, Jesse Kuhlman coming over to meet Sean Steiner of the Dodge City Sports Commission. And the Eagles will get their huddle and another championship going home for the green and gold. Their third all-time for the Opie program. Now, Coach Schmidt, one of now 37 coaches all-time in state or in the boys' basketball history to win three or more titles at the helm. Of course, Coach Schmidt, three championships for football as well, and really continuing his claim for one of the greats of all time, not only in the Opie Halls, but throughout the state in Kansas history. Of course, he'll say that it's not only, you know, the players on here, it's the student section, as he tells the team to go over to the student section. But let's get into these final stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. For Opie, they're led in scoring. 24 points by Dexton Holting. 15 in the fourth quarter. And he went 12 out of 12 from the foul line. 13 points to Brecken McGuire, 6 points to Cade Whitmore, 2 points apiece to Corral Robinson and Braden Linneman. Leading the way for South Central, 16 points by Jack Hurd. He's the only one in double figures. Jace Rutherford with 6, 3 points to Eli Girk, and then 2 points apiece to Jamie Gardia, Easton Huck, and Weston Stapleton. Looking at the final stats, Opie went on a 12-0 run there in the fourth quarter that really broke things open, outscoring South Central 19-7. The game saw three late changes and three ties. It was a 28-27 lead for Opie heading into that fourth quarter before Dexton Holting took over. Brecken McGuire finishes 5 out of 14 from the field, 1 out of 4 from long distance, 2 out of 3 from the foul line. Dexton Holting, 12 out of 12 from the foul line, as we said, 2 out of 4 from long distance, 3 out of 4 inside. Holting with 7 rebounds to Carell Robinson. Opie is out-rebounded 25-22. They get 5 offensive rebounds. They only commit 4 turnovers in the second half and force 9 turnovers in the second half for 18 overall for South Central. Looking at points off of those turnovers, Opie scoring, outscoring South Central by 11, 25-14 on the points off turnovers. But once again, those final stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Probably have to take another break and see if we can get Coach Schmidt and the seniors with their post-game thoughts. But once again, Opie is victorious, 47-34, claiming their third championship all time, 3 out of 5 years. What a run with 5 straight Final Fours for Coach Schmidt. But you're listening to the Rich Door Company post-game show.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry and Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. By Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletics, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual bull female sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information. And by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Postseason basketball brought to you by ESB Financial. They make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money's always within reach. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. By Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And also brought to you by Arnold Off-Road Service Shop, the area's Polaris and Honda independent service shop, offering parts, maintenance, and repair for side-by-sides and ATVs. Call 620-794-3129 or find them on Facebook.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perry Ott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perry Ott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
And by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Olpie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpie a great place to live and raise a family. By Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal and rock and dirt hauling.
Call Jeff at 620-366-1161. And by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olby, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities.
Welcome back to the Rich Store Company postgame show. Michael Dieker with you. Still awaiting interviews with our three individuals, Coach Schmidt, Jesse Kuhlman, and Dexton Holting. But, you know, the family's large for all of these kids when you add in the not only the immediate family, but the friends, cousins, everybody else that's made the trip out to Dodge City. And players still getting embraced on the court and taking their time, you know, getting over here. But just what an effort in that fourth quarter by the Eagles. They led by one, 28-27, before outscoring South Central 19-7 in that final frame. Of course, Dexton Holting scoring 15 of the 19 in that fourth quarter to finish with 24. Opie, shot from the field overall, 15 out of 36 for 40%. They were 3 out of 15 from the three-point land for 20%, and then 14 out of 15 for 93%. South Central, 14 out of 35 from the game, from the field for 40%. They missed all 7 three-pointers, and then they were 6 out of 14 from the foul line for 42.9%. But just what an effort. Of course, Coach Schmidt, been at this for 29 years. His first year, 1996 to 1997 was that first official year. Of course, Coach Plunkett getting the first ever state tournament in 1996. But Coach Schmidt has really elevated this to a rockin' and rollin' program. 16 appearances, 10 Final Fours, four state championship ball games, and now he is 3-1 in state championships, in state championship games after the Eagles win by 13, 47-34. Of course, you go back to 2002 where the Eagles were heartbroken by Colgan, you know, in double overtime, 58-56, and Coach Schmidt may have four, and you know that really gets in even smaller territory. But this group, of course, graduate Dexton Holting and Jesse Kuhlman. There's a lot of good players on the JV squad and some eighth graders that are coming up that, you know, will be fighting for this team to or adding to this team to have another opportunity to be back in a state tournament again. Of course, never want to take anything for granted, but the Eagles are doing something pretty special on the hardwood with this group. You know, looking at Brecken McGuire, 13 points. Looking at some stats away from it, you know, Carell Robinson finishes with 2 points, but he picks up 7 rebounds. You know, Braden Linneman came off the bench today, and he, you know, had 2 points. Didn't have any rebounds, but played some really quality minutes. Brecken McGuire with three assists. Abbott Bailey doesn't score tonight. He was 0-for-5 from the field, but he picks up 2 rebounds and 3 assists. Of course, it was that defensive pressure that really caused South Central fits tonight. They got held to 3 points in the second quarter. That gave Opie a 6-point advantage heading into the halftime locker room. And then they stormed back, only holding Opie to 5 points, where Opie was kind of out of sorts on offense before that senior leader stepped up in Dexton Holting and really rode this one home. But we'll step back a sign and bring you more in senior interviews here from Dodge City. But Opie is victorious tonight, 47-34.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry and Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. By Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletics, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual bull female sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information.
and by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Postseason basketball brought to you by ESB Financial. They make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money's always within reach. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. By Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And also brought to you by Arnold Off-Road Service Shop, the area's Polaris and Honda independent service shop, offering parts, maintenance, and repair for side-by-sides and ATVs. Call 620-794-3129 or find them on Facebook.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
And by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Olpe. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family. By Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal and rock and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161. And by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities.
We welcome you back to the Rich Door Company postgame show. Just might be able to start getting these guys over here to the sideline just when we think we've got them. Some more, you know, Coach Schmidt taking his time to, you know, thank everyone that's here. But we'll try to get postgame thoughts with Coach Schmidt and Dexton Holting. Coach Schmidt's wife, Jenny, said, I'm doing everything we can, Michael, to get these guys over here. But, you know, you just never want to take these things for granted. As you know how tough it's to come by. You thought, you know, 23 had a good team, 24 had a great team. And, you know, they just came up just short in the semifinal, you know, and just all those other teams that, you know, caught some really good teams in a quarterfinal or a semifinal. That just never had an opportunity to play for a state championship ball game. It's just what a run that Coach Schmidt has had. Now 524 wins in his victory. He's got his book over here on the sidelines now at least, but still everyone wanting to savor the victory and take pictures with this team and forever immortalize them. Of course, the championship trophy that will be in the hallways of Olpe High School will forever do so as well. But just what a valiant effort this evening by this Olpe team in that fourth quarter to really pull away and do some great things with their third ever state championship ball game. As we've got Jesse Kuhlman coming over, it looks like first. Might have to give a credit to Ben Hutchison for getting these guys over here. But Jesse Kuhlman getting the headset on. Jesse, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, Jesse, what does it feel like to be a state champion?
It's awesome, man. I mean, it's a surreal experience.
You know, what's this week been like? You know, obviously getting that big victory over Little River to guarantee at least three more days with your brothers.
Oh, yeah, it's been fun. I've made memories that I'm going to remember for the rest of my life. I mean, it's one of the best experiences ever.
Now, what does it mean to play for Coach Schmidt?
He's awesome. He's the greatest coach I've ever played for. I think he's one of the greatest coaches around the state of Kansas.
Now, the next few months will probably fly by for you, Jesse. What do you plan to do the next, you know, post high school with your education?
I'm planning on attending K-State and getting a degree in mechanical engineering.
Good luck with the books on that one, Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
But anything else you want to say to the green and gold listening back at home?
I just want to say thank you for your guys' support for the whole season. It's been a hell of a ride.
Well, Jesse, congratulations. You're a state champion.
Thank you.
That was senior Jesse Kuhlman. As we will await an interview with either Dexton Holtzing or Chris Schmidt next. But Opie was victorious tonight, 47-34, as Ben Hutchison, a fellow broadcaster for the Opie Eagles, kind of coordinating everything, color commentating today, but being director, trying to coordinate these broadcasts, might owe a favor to Ben on doing that. But we'll take a break and come back with more on the Rich Store Company postgame show with Dexton Holting's thoughts and Coach Chris Schmidt. But you're listening to Rich Store Company postgame show out here in Dodge City. Opie victorious 47-34.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
We welcome you back to the Rich Door Company postgame show. Senior Dexton Holting now on the headset. Dex, you know, we talked a few weeks ago, your 38-point performance in the regular season against Little River. Your brothers were giving you a kind of a hard time saying, you know, hey, who has maybe the best game? And, Dex, I think you might have the last laugh, scoring 15 points in that final frame, 12 out of 12 at the foul line, 24 points overall. Your fourth quarter will go down in the history in this program, Dex, but what does it mean to be a state champion?
I mean, it feels great. I've obviously, my freshman year, I got to bring under my older brother and that great team, and they just did everything right and got us in a rhythm, and I feel like ever since we've been a presence at state. And last year, sitting on the bench, seeing it all go down and me not be a part of it just ate at me, and I felt like all year that, like, I was going to have my chance. I just had to wait for it to come, and I felt like it finally came.
No, you kind of had some, you know, in the not saying they were down games, but your offense, obviously being under the weather the last few weeks, maybe did not have the legs, but really things started to click there in that game yesterday and today. But, you know, what did you kind of see as a shooter trying to get those open looks?
I really think that I'm definitely not the go-to, scorer on our team. I know that. I know my role. I know my role is to play good defense and get to the free throw line when I need to and hit open shots when I'm open and attack and facilitate and score when I need to. But I really pride myself on if I can hold the best of a player to less points, I like our odds in all matchups.
Oh, you know, I asked Jesse, you know, what does it mean to play for Coach Schmidt?
I can't even put words to it. He gets everything out of every player that plays on him, and I love that. I mean, I get that he likes when we work the ball. He likes when we play as a team, and he really loves defense, and that's one thing that I can always – he's always gave me a chance. If I said I wanted to guard someone, he gave me a chance. Any defensive schemes, he was up for suggestions. He's open. And he knows how to win. He knows how to coach a winning team, and I love playing for him.
Well, Dex, I would say that you're kind of the stereotypical defensive player where you can just shut down defender for Coach Schmidt. Obviously, you've held some of the top scorers in the state to well below their season average. Obviously, getting Jack Hurd to, you know, he scored 16 points, but the only T-Wolf in double figures tonight.
Yeah, like I said, first day we come in, he's like, you got this kid. I was like, I'll guard him, Coach. I'll do what I can. And that really bounces off my mom. My mom he gives me scouting reports on every person, what they like, what they don't like. She's so knowledgeable, and she helps me. And the first thing she says to me before every time I step on the court, it's heart. It's whoever wants to work the hardest on defense. In 1A high school basketball, if you give everything you got on defense, you can shut a lot of players down.
Well, Dexton, you're going to trade the sneakers for the Spurs now heading into the rodeo season. You're one of the better team ropers in the state. You know, I think you had a third-place finish at Nationals. Was it last year or previously?
That was actually my eighth-grade year.
Your eighth-grade year.
Yep.
But what is it like to, you know, be on a horse and, you know, heeling or heading?
Heading. I mean, I was talking to my dad. We were kind of holding off because we wanted to win a state championship. And now that that's done, the sneakers are going in the closet, and it's full out of 2 weeks. I'm already back to rodeo.
And you're going to rodeo in college, is that correct?
Correct.
Where's that going
to
be?
I'm going to Western Oklahoma State down in Altus, Oklahoma, on a rodeo scholarship.
Well, Dexton, congratulations. It's been a fun 4 years watching you grow, watching you go out and compete. And congratulations, buddy.
All right, thank you so much.
That was Dexton Holting. Dexton Holting, 47-34 victory for the Eagles, much in part to his 24-point performance. And see if we can get Coach Schmidt now, who was close to us, and now he took off. See if we can get his postgame thoughts as he's getting, don't know where he went now, but see if we can get him back on the postgame interview. Here he comes before we had to take another break and wrap things up here. But get Coach Schmidt's thoughts now as he gets the headset on. Coach, this one came down on the wire. It was a one-point ball game heading in that fourth quarter, and, you know, we've talked about it multiple times, but just that senior leadership of Dexton Holting just really coming in clutch tonight.
Yeah, let's see. I haven't even looked at it. He had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15 points.
Yeah,
in the
15 points. 12 out of 12 from the foul line.
What can you know, that's a kid, Michael, you know, that had to watch all last year. Gut-wrenching kid that just puts everything into it. You know, he was a great supporter, helped these young kids that were freshmen last year, talked to them and that kind of stuff. And, you know, he came into this year with the attitude of, you know, we're not going to be denied. And he's just been that leader from day one. He's been the kid that, you know me, I can chew on kids at times during a timeout or halftime. He is right away, as soon as I'm done talking to him, he said, hey, you're okay. You're going to get it. You'll get it next time. And that's what we got to have. He learned that from, I think, some brothers before that. But, again, just what a tournament. What a tournament. And, again, his defense is just phenomenal. I mean, he takes number 24 tonight. I'm not sure what he had for points.
I had him down for 16, which was off as the season
again,
average.
Again, he got off to – and part of that was the first part was zone. You know, stupid coach here. I went to zone and I stayed in it too dang long. And Exum was the first guy, like, let's go, man, you know. That's a tough kid to match up with. But Dexton did a heck of a job. And then everybody else fell in, and defense wins championships. That's all I can say.
And, Coach, you know, we mentioned it, you know, after we spoke this morning with our, you know, pregame interview of just, you know, what it takes to get to this championship level. Obviously, a lot goes to yourself. A lot goes to the parents, your assistant Riker, your son, to the moms and dads, everybody in this building in the Opie High School that plays a part of it, whether it's a staff, all the way down to
all the way
everybody.
Down. All the way down, you know, it's just we don't win these things without everybody, yourself, everybody in this community and what they do, and just unbelievable what the support we get. And you know, these kids see that sport, and they don't want to let them down. They don't want to let their people watching down, and they come out and play hard and do unbelievable things. It takes the whole community to get to this point.
And, you know, we had the heartbreak in 23 and 24, and, you know, just what does it, you know, mean to kind of overcome those losses in the semifinal and break through again? I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, and it just, you know, it's you've got 3 out of 5 years, and it's – but you never take things for granted.
South Gray. Gosh, dang it, South Gray.
But you never take things for granted.
No, absolutely
what,
not.
What does it mean to,
absolutely
you know,
not.
Just get another one?
It means the world just watching these kids. Watch what I'm seeing right now. Michael's what I coach. I coach because of this. I can sit back and look at this and watch these kids and their families, you know, enjoy this. And we got more coming on later tonight. I know it's coming, but that's why you coach, and it's unbelievable.
And, Coach, you know, obviously mentioned Dexton and Jesse, but senior Kane Chris, been behind the camera for you for 6 years. I'm sure you didn't have to tell him to stay quiet like you did with me a couple years ago.
No,
video
Kane,
coordinator
Kane
for you.
Is, he's, you know, that means so much to our program, and Caleb helps out some when he plays in the band. Because, you know, I want Kane to do what he likes, and he has the opportunity to play in a band. And shout out to our band, by the way, our cheerleaders. Our band's awesome. But, yeah, Kane, he's there. He's super – I've wore off on him. He's superstitious. Every time we get on the bus, he has to be the last one off. He has to carry the camera in and out. He has to do – I have a handshake with Riker every game before a game, and just unbelievable stuff. So, yeah, we're going to miss Kane. He's a big part of our program.
Coach, anything else you want to say to the Green and Gold?
Well, again, I want to thank everybody. Listen, I want to shout out to my family. I know my mom's listening. Mom, I apologize for not responding to your text this morning. I got it about three times. I was going to respond to you, and then I got busy. And right before I went out, I was like, crap, I didn't say something to my mom. So I sat there saying, we got to win this so I can talk to my mom. But thank her and Dad, and I know my sister's listening. I want to give a shout-out to Charlie. I know you're listening, Charlie. And Barb, you're babysitting Duke. Yeah, tell Duke we're coming home as a champion again. All right, Barb, thank you.
I'll tell you what, Coach, ever since you guys got Duke it's been 5-for-5 out here in the
wife,
state tournament.
My wife tells me that every time we get here. He's 5-for-5 getting to the Final Four, now 3 championships. So, yeah, Duke's a big part of it.
Well, once the brackets are released, we're going to have a Duke pick for the March Madness.
We'll see what we can do, Michael.
Well, Coach, congratulations as always. Always a pleasure to, you know, call your games on the radio and just watch your teams compete. And, you know, obviously I'm superstitious as well. I had to have my spot all 3 days.
I know Rick
right
Jones
here,
had to have his spot up there. He saw me, and, some of that's rubbing off on some people, so maybe I'm doing some good. Thanks so much, Michael. Thank you.
You bet. That was head coach Chris Schmidt, his team victorious tonight, 47-34, winning their 3rd state championship in program history. Well, we'll wrap up the Rich Door Company postgame show, come back with one final thought out here in Dodge City. But the Eagles are soaring high, heading back home with some hardware.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
We welcome you back one final time on this area game of the week schedule. What a fast season this has been, whether it was Opie taking on Osage City to begin our coverage way back in September, where Opie lost Osage City in that ball game. But just covering these teams on the gridiron and on the hardwood is something I love doing, and I'm so fortunate to have that opportunity, much in part to the sponsors that make this possible. Obviously, go out and support those sponsors. To everyone back at our station, Connie Osorio, our studio engineer tonight, Iris Renteria, Brock Malone helping out, studio engineering, Dylan Sherwood getting pregame interviews for us, Blake Cripps helping, you know, everybody at the station, Tim Miller, all of our sales staff, Ron Thomas, you know, everybody in the KVE hallways, and then, of course, can't say enough to my partner, Ken Hansen. You know, we call a lot of ball games together, have a lot of road trips, and just getting to know Ken more and more over the last couple of years has been just a real treat for myself. Just glad that he got the call. Some Lebo games this week. I know Dylan wanted to call a winner, and unfortunately didn't go the right way for Chase County. But just appreciate just everybody that just, you know, as Coach Schmidt said, everyone that plays a part. And obviously there's a lot of people behind the scenes that, you know, make these broadcasts possible. And, you know, as an Opie kid and played for Coach Schmidt, being able to call these games, and to everybody that texts and everything else, it's not taken for granted. And I'm very fortunate to be in this position. Had my kids out here with me. Ace is on the headset with me right beside me. Future color commentator, future play-by-play guy. But appreciate everyone for the text calls, everything else. Just cannot be more happy for Coach Schmidt. Just know how difficult it was for him to get to that first one, and now 3 out of 5. And more things cooking with a good team coming back. But it's been a fun season, and it's hoping to have some more calls for you as well. But that will wrap things up out here in Dodge City. Stand tall, tackle all. No one fights alone. The comeback is always stronger than the setback. The Eagles are champions, and we will make the trip back home. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you next year.
Postseason basketball brought to you by ESB Financial. They make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money's always within reach. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. By Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And also brought to you by Arnold Off-Road Service Shop, the area's Polaris and Honda independent service shop, offering parts, maintenance, and repair for side-by-sides and ATVs. Call 620-794-3129 or find them on Facebook.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. And by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
You've been listening to the Area Game of the Week. The preceding has been an exclusive presentation of Emporia's radio stations. All rights reserved.
All the girls.
Hey, y'all, it's Lauren Elena.
Hey, I'm Kelsey Ballerini.
All the boys.
Hey, this is Tim McGraw.
This is Kenny Chesney.
I like you that way.
Country 101.7, KVOE-FM, Emporia.
Hold our peace and crown, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now, and they say, you know, you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven.